The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on the city of Murfreesboro, and if you have a question dealing with the city, best thing to do is send us a text, 615-893-1450. That is our text line, 615-893-1450. Yes, I know that's our regular number. And people say, well, how do you send a text if it's your regular number? You do it with a cell phone. You can't. I don't think you can do it
from a regular line.
I don't think they even make a device to make. But we have a device on this end to
convert it over.
It converts it over. So you just dial the regular number. But if you're using your text and you're in the text mode, it works. Wow. I promise you.
That's great.
It makes it easy. 615-893-1450. Sean, how are you today?
I'm great, Bart. How are you?
Doing fine. This town is always changing, always bustling, exciting things happening.
Absolutely.
And one of the exciting things we had on the news the other day was they sent one of these drones down into the creek that is under the ground right now and soon will be up on Earth, sunlit. But it was interesting to go down there and think people probably haven't been in that area since the 1950s when they put it underground.
Yeah, it's always funny hearing stories about how they were driving trucks in that channel in the 50s when they were covering it up. And now it's going to be all daylit again. So that's great.
And it's amazing how we like something one time and then we think, well, let's
put
it back.
Let's do the opposite. That's right.
Put it back the way it was 50 years ago, 70 years ago.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a great feature in Murfreesboro downtown, the open creek, the park, the walking area, splash pad. It's going to be a great feature to downtown.
Now, where will the splash pad be?
It's going to be going towards, as you're walking towards, basically towards Cannonsboro, the splash pad would be going back that direction.
Okay. So this will all be where all of the buildings where Shoney's used to be. People think, Shoney's, where was that? And I don't recall what it was last.
316 Northwest Broad Street?
Something like
that. Or 219 yeah. Northwest Broad Street?
There's a liquor store that will be gone. Mm-hmm. The Copy Mate is gone.
Copy Mate's gone. Budget Breaks will be gone. That little barbershop will be. Everything down that little stretch will be gone and be all an open air park.
Now, the city has already, has for many years, had the corner parcel of land and has had some, you know, nice greenery in there. The city's known for really doing a good job of greenery.
That's right. Beautification, make the city look good and make people be proud to live in Murfreesboro.
Now, where will we start seeing the creek? I mean, obviously, it's not going to be seen, I don't guess, coming under the Church Street.
I would think it's going to, and I'll find out for sure, but I would think it's going to pop up about where Budget Breaks was in that area.
Okay. So that's where you'll start walking, and you can walk along a path. Is it a path right by the creek?
We'll walk up down a path right beside the creek and kind of lead you to the Cannonsburg area.
And that'll connect on over with the Greenway.
That's correct.
The Stones River Greenway.
That's correct.
That's great.
And an over Broad Street pedestrian bridge to walk over Broad where you don't have to walk over the five lanes of traffic. You'd be able to go over a bridge to get over traffic.
That's a trick. So that's for people going from where Budget Breaks is across the street to where the car lots currently are located.
That's correct.
We have a question here from a listener text that says, I love to walk in the boardwalk around Murfree Spring, and I was excited to hear that we were going to have the creek opening up and being able to walk along the creek to the wetlands and also the Greenway. But how are we going to cross Church Street or right there to get over to Church Street from the boardwalk.
We're working on a plan for an enhanced intersection right there to make it easier to cross Church Street. So that's in the process.
So they'll be walking across Church Street, but something will stop traffic.
Correct.
Okay. So there's no bridge over or tunnel under?
No bridge over or tunnel over, but there'll be a crosswalk and some kind of path to come across the intersection.
Okay. Very good. 615-893-1450 is our number. 615-893-1450. And another Texas person says, I'm really concerned that they have held the job so slowly on the old Methodist church location. I can see the roof coming apart on the old church. That was going to be a cornerstone and a part of our history, and it's being just let alone and falling apart. Nothing is being done. What can be done?
We are working on the people who bought that property to try to entice them to move along or let us buy the property back to find another suitor for it. But we are trying to push. We think it is something that needs done also, and we're just as upset as everybody else that nothing has started and gone on there yet.
And the same person has said, we sort of feel the same thing is happening on the old Regions Church, Regions Bank building. There was much conversation about that, and nothing's happening there.
Regions Bank building.
Well, I don't know if it's Regions or... they may have the wrong bank. It's the one on Church, on East Main.
On East Main.
East Main and Spring.
Oh, the Bank of America building.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I thought they had the wrong bank there, yeah. But I wasn't sure.
I haven't heard a new plan on that building yet. There was a gentleman who bought it that was going to totally redevelop it, but I haven't heard anything new in the past probably 2 months.
And I'm not even sure anybody's in there, are they?
I'm not sure if anybody's in there. Now you've got Truist, which is our SunTrust that was across the street, and now SunTrust has moved out of their bank building as well. So
really?
This is something to think about.
That bank, the one that used to be the James K. Polk
yes.
Hotel, is empty?
It's not. The building's not empty. The bank has moved out of the building.
Wow.
And that's recent, probably since the end of last month.
Interesting. Are we starting to see? I mean, there was conversation that fewer people needed office space after everybody discovered you could work at home from after COVID happened. Are we seeing that happening?
So I've read some articles from the Wall Street Journal and New York Times that have seen kind of the trend back to office because during COVID-19, you saw an increase in efficiency of people working from home. And as time has gone by, you've seen a decrease in efficiency. So you're starting to see a swing back to offices, but who knows how long that swing will take.
Interesting. 615-893-1450 is our number. 615-893-1450. Sean Wright is with us from the Murfreesboro City Council. If you have a question for us, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. And a question now from a listener asking about the Murfreesboro Airport and MTSU. They're seeing a lot more of the planes going over to Shelbyville. Is that easing the airspace enough? And have you made some plans to use the other structures and facilities there that will be vacated by MTSU?
There are some plans for more not transit, like commercial Southwest traffic, not like that, but commercial corporate jets, things like that coming into town. The airport won several safety awards this past year, and they're on a great trajectory to be just as well suited after MTSU moves to Shelbyville.
Now, you've had quite a few meetings there. And you're not the only one who's using that facility. That's really turning into a popular meeting place.
Absolutely. It's a great place to have a meeting, or if you've got a wedding or an event that you need to have, it's a great space to rent a space and have a meeting or a party or whatnot.
I had not thought about it for weddings, but you mentioned the weddings. That beautiful staircase would be a great place.
Absolutely. And where we have our workshop meetings is a great place to have a reception or whatever you're going to do over there.
Now, that's on the, if you're facing the building, that would be on the
left-hand
side.
Mm-hmm.
The right-hand side has an equal amount of space, but it's for classrooms for MTSU.
That's correct.
Will that be vacated?
To my knowledge, all of it's being vacated by MTSU.
Okay, so that will soon be available for people to use for their purposes as well. 615-893-1450 is our phone number. 615-893-1450. A question here. This person's asking about the sports complex that was to have been built, but they ran into some possible financial problems over near the Harley-Davidson dealer. Is there more interest in developing that land?
There will be some more interest in developing that land. That Legacy Sports ran into financial issues in Arizona, and they are not a player any longer, but there will be other interest in that land.
Okay, so the people have been talking about it.
Yes.
That whole area is catching a lot of interest. I mean, you look around, and from that point on Broad, once you get up to 840, mm-hmm. and move on over toward Lebanon, you see a lot of possibilities. And I guess the sports complex for the soccer fields, that's probably the biggest future for it.
Absolutely. And then you've got the Cherry Lane extension that's going to run all the way from 231 to 41. So there's a lot of future and a lot of expansion going that direction.
Why is that one taking so long?
Well, we've had to acquire land, acquire right-of-ways, things like that. Recently, we've had to reroute the road just a little bit, or the projected road a little bit. So it's just taking time to do the engineering and in acquiring the right-of-ways, and then it did get going. And I seem to think you're going to see something happening on that very, very soon.
Did you work out the problems with the wetlands?
Yes. I mean, that's why we had to rearrange the road a little bit.
That wetlands, which was a relatively small one, I believe.
Yes.
Just next to the soccer field.
Just right past the soccer field, yep.
So you never know when something's going to pop up.
That's right.
Will there be an opportunity somehow to connect that with Thompson Lane? That would take a lot of the traffic off of Thompson Lane, because most of that traffic that comes in surges, especially on Thompson Lane, is from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. Big shows over there.
So it won't intersect with Thompson Lane, but there will be other roads that intersect with it, Leanna Road, Sulphur Springs, things like that. So you could cross over Thompson Lane to get to a back road to get to Cherry Lane.
I guess what I was thinking, if you look at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, it's right next,
correct.
I believe right next to the soccer fields. In fact, they probably
touch
each other.
Side.
Will there be a connection road that connects the Cherry Lane, or could there be a connection road that touches Cherry Lane to the Tennessee Miller Coliseum? And that'd take the traffic totally off of Thompson Lane.
Yeah, let's find out about that. I'm not sure, but like you said, they are adjacent properties, so let's see what I can find out about that.
And if it takes it to the interstate, to 840, man, that's what they would like.
That's right. Just take Cherry Lane all the way down and never get on Thompson.
That wouldn't be an excuse not to widen Thompson Lane.
Well, that's a state road, so that's up
but,
to the state.
But it would it would take the a lot of the traffic burden off of that road, which is really creating a nightmare.
All right, so Carolyn Farms to Quarter Horse to Cherry Lane with a drive to MTSU. So,
translate that to us.
The Carolyn Farms drive to Quarter Horse drive to Cherry Lane with a drive into MTSU.
Okay, so you can get to MTSU through the back
that's
road.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Read that to us again, because there are people who are thinking visually, and I'm not familiar with those roads, but somebody listening is.
Carolyn Farms.
Okay, and where is that? Do you recall that?
That's backside of...
Does it go on over to 840?
Well, you'd have to take some roads to get to 840. Quarter Horse is not constructed, but planned out off of Carolyn Farms. So it's a road yet to be built. And then Carolyn Farms is going over towards Thompson Lane and Leanna, and then that would be over towards MTSU. So it kind of Leanna, Carolyn Farms, Quarter Horse, MTSU.
Okay. And I tell you, I'm really proud of the city. They showed their ability to create roads with this extension that is behind Medical Center Parkway and goes on over to Robert Rose Drive.
It's a great cut through to avoid traffic on either side, Robert Rose or Medical Center, it's a great way to just bypass over to get to the hospital area, the mall area, wherever you're going to go.
Gateway Boulevard?
Gateway Boulevard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't use that word very often because I haven't, but I've started using it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's nice. By the way, Ron Balachandran, a pat on the back to you. He's gotten that traffic control working extremely well right there at Robert Rose. Now, I like to look at that road as I pass through. There's not a whole lot of extra land, but there is some land that could be developed, and it is right by the river.
Yeah, I would love to see somebody, whether it's on that road or on Broad Street or Mall Circle Drive, something, somebody put a restaurant on the river.
Amen. I love that.
Put a deck on the back where you can enjoy a meal or a drink overlooking the water.
have some fish.
Have some fish. That's right.
When I was a kid, there was a restaurant in Nashville, and my parents would go there, and I would go with them. It had best catfish around. It's long gone, but it was overlooking the Cumberland River.
Yeah.
And it was near where Opryland is now.
Yeah, I don't know why nobody's done that in Murfreesboro, but if you're a restaurateur, please open up a restaurant on the river and use the river as a vocal or a point to your restaurant.
And then that area around the Gateway Boulevard, the river's beautiful there.
Absolutely. And think about this, you're going to have the amphitheater right off Gateway on the other side, so you could go have a meal overlooking the water before you go to a show, then go over to a show and watch a concert.
Yeah, it's perfect for you. And you might even know some realtor who could help them out.
Absolutely.
Our phone number, by the way, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. Then we will be right back and continue the conversation. Sean Wright is with us from the Murfreesboro City Council. The phone number, if you have a question for Sean, it has to deal with Murfreesboro, by the way, 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
Receive breaking news, sports scores, traffic, and weather bulletins on your cell phone. Sign up for text alerts at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the places I love to eat out the most and still be able to do so and maintain a healthy weight is at Demas's. You can get those options on the menu online at www.demasrestaurants.com. You can make the decisions that you want to make before you come in. We have options ranging from grilled chicken to fish. You can get it with a side of green beans or spinach or even zucchini. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner at Demas's.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time. At least match their prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon. A cloudy sky is a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, a chance for rain and storms, cloudy, low near 58. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 63.
Hi, this is Brian with Tire World Laverne, here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County. We welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts, along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
We are back. Happy birthday to Mary Catherine Neely, our delicious banana pudding winner from the Slick Pig. Mary Catherine Neely, happy birthday to you. And our good neighbors of the day, Patrick and Kimberly Dowdy. And always helping others. They are running the family-friendly Burrow Bagel. Wonderful, positive atmosphere. Patrick and Kimberly Dowdy. congratulations for being the good neighbor. They're going to receive flowers from all the family. Jenny Harrison, the family over there at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. I love to do business with Ryan's nice, friendly folks at 117 South Academy Street. It is 8:33. Sean Wright's with us this morning. Sean is from the Murfreesboro City Council. If you have a question for Sean, give us a call and text the message 615-893-1450. That is the text number, 615-893-1450. Now, I do want to encourage you this because we get in a habit of doing this. People wait until the last minute to send a text, and the show is in the last 3 minutes, and we get a bunch of texts. No way to answer those. So if you have a question, don't wait and think about it. Go ahead and send it to us now, 615-893-1450. A question here from a listener asking about the budget for next year. Do you foresee an increase in taxes? And what can we do to help the city stay low on taxes?
I do not anticipate an increase in taxes this year. This council that we've got serving currently has been very fiscally smart and spent our money and budgeted correctly and not done a lot of wasteful spending. But because of that, even in this lower economy we've had the last 18 months, we've been very reactive to take care of economic pressures and stay ahead of things. So I do not anticipate any tax increases.
Here's an interesting question. I had thought about this myself. I hadn't really thought too much about it, but a person said, the roundabout that is just off of Broad near 840, there was talk about putting some public art there. The people over at Main Street were great by putting public art around the community for several months. We enjoyed that. Has there been any serious conversation from the city about putting some public art there at the roundabout?
I have not heard any conversations about putting art in that roundabout. I've got a funny story about the art that Main Street put up. My wife and I were driving around in that ice storm we had a while back, and one of those pieces of art standing over by the art center, where they have all the plays.
The guy
playing the fiddle, and my wife is really concerned. We're driving by, and here's this guy playing the fiddle, and it's 10 degrees outside in the ice. And she's like, we need to help this guy. He's in the ice. I had to take a double take. I knew there was a statue there, and I'm going, no, that's not a real guy. It's just a statue.
Yeah, I don't know where they got those. But they were interesting, especially the one over next to Shacklett's, the guy who was painting the courthouse.
Easel. That's right.
And it had the picture of the courthouse.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't use it somewhere else.
But they were very lifelike. I mean,
yeah,
those pieces of art were very lifelike. They were great.
And our hats off to Main Street Murfreesboro. Thank you for doing that. That sort of got everybody in the mood and showed the need for public art.
Absolutely.
I think Asheville, North Carolina, does a great job with public art. It's something we could do. I mean, they take the history of their city, which is an agricultural area, and you see copper statues downtown on the streets that tell the history of their community. I guess pigs and chickens were part of it because there are several copper statues of people herding chickens and pigs. And it's interesting.
It
has the feel of public art plus gives the history of the community.
Absolutely. Well, if you're a local artist, give us a call. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, sounds good. 615-893-1450. That is our number. Sean Wright is our guest from the Murfreesboro City Council, and we're talking about issues that impact our community. Listeners asking now, I know the city council has done a great job of controlling the number of multifamily developments here in the community. That really makes our community look better. But is it going to enable us to handle the crowd that is coming, whether we want them or not?
We are a very, very, very desirable part of the country currently. So people want to be here. I always say the people of Murfreesboro are the best part of our community, and that's why people want to come here, is to be and associate with the people of Murfreesboro. And so they're coming here anyway, whether we handle it with multifamily housing or single family housing. I would like to promote single family housing instead of multifamily housing, but that they're coming here. So let's welcome them and let's make them part of our community and make them associate with what makes Murfreesboro great, the people.
We see, here's another text from a listener who's saying they're seeing a lot of new developments of the old homes in downtown Murfreesboro. Not the old big homes, some of those, but mostly the old small homes are being renovated and sold for staggering amounts of money. Is this going to continue to be, or do you think we're going to end up being like Nashville, where they start tearing down those small homes and building ridiculously large homes that are spilling over to the very edge of the property?
Well, we've got both things going on downtown. If you're looking at the south side of Main Street, Hancock University, Minor, all that area, you're seeing teardowns, rebuilds, you're seeing revitalization, you're seeing both things, and they're both great for the community. It's both great to go in, invest in communities, and really that's the place where people can, I mean, there are some expensive houses being built, but there are some inexpensive houses being built that are still affordable, either revitalization or new construction in that area that a person can buy and still be affordable.
And I don't know if you've noticed, one house in particular on Spring Street, I was watching them, and they took it down to the 2x4s, it looked like. They didn't take it all the way down, but then they built back a fresh outer shell on it.
Yeah, and I know about one on Richardson Street, which is south of Main Street, that did the same thing. They took it down to the foundation and built a whole new house on the 1937 foundation.
Wow.
So it's a brand new house on a 1937 foundation.
Did that give them some historical, something new historically?
No, it's a new house. Just they started to try to do a minor construction project, just revitalizing the house. And more they dug into it, the more and more problems they came out to. So they just ended up going all the way down and coming all the way back up.
Okay, so they could go down into their basement if they had a basement. And walk into the past.
That's right.
Interesting. 615-893-1450. Are you seeing any development downtown on old structure? Maybe some of the old buildings downtown. I hate to say, think about taking them down, but they're taking down a whole square block, several square blocks. The Methodist Church is one example. The building we're in right now is another example. Do you see any buildings that are in really poor repair in other parts of the historic district that might be soon taken down?
Well, you've had Whiskey Dicks, who bought the old bank building or judicial building. They've done a great job of remodeling that building. If you go into it, the exposed brick is gorgeous. I mean, he's done a great job inside of that building, fixing it up. You've got the Brock East did a building on West Main Street where his office is. It looks wonderful. The warehouse building where Happy's is, that's been a great revitalization. The Guidance Center building's just been remodeled. It looks wonderful as well. And that was a movie theater all the way back in the 20s,
way
100
back,
years
yeah.
ago.
That was also the second home of WGNS.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that's
up
great.
On the that was when the Elrod French shop was there.
Okay.
We were in the balcony or the mezzanine.
Okay. So up where the projector would have been.
I guess, yeah. I hadn't thought until just recently that was the first home, I guess, of the Princess.
The Princess Theater before it moved to where Pinnacle is now. So you've got a lot of revitalization of some of these older buildings that are looking really, really good as they get fixed up. So I hope that continues.
And still nobody's found the tunnels that go to Oakland's mansion from downtown.
So I was in the tunnel in the bank.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
In the bank building that Whiskey Dicks has, the tunnels under it. And my fraternity has a house on Maple Street, and I've been in the tunnel on Maple Street. Now, I've not... I've not seen where it goes all the way from the courthouse to Lebanon Pike into Oakland's mansion. I haven't seen that, but I've been in the supposed tunnel in several locations.
But now, the one at Maple Street at your fraternity, it had, where did that tunnel go?
Allegedly, it went from Lebanon Pike all the way to the courthouse. Now, 20 years ago when I was at MTSU, you could only go from like one property over, one property on each side. So who knows where it went originally or why it was even there.
But there was something there.
I have personally been in it.
Okay. Interesting. Now, with other areas, like there's a cave, and I've never been in this cave, over where Coca-Cola used to be,
mm-hmm.
Behind Coca-Cola, which is where the Discovery Center is now. I'm sure the cave is still there.
I don't know about that one. I hadn't been in that one.
Okay. You were a good boy.
I was a good boy then.
Because I'm sure your parents said, don't go in that cave.
That's right.
It's like I was told, don't play around in the creeks. And that was first place you'd go.
Yeah, that's right. Don't go there. Okay.
615-893-1450 is our number. If you have a question dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. There's a listener who's asking about the city's needing office space, always needing office space. There was efforts to perhaps take over the old Line Ball Library. Any upgrades on that situation?
So the Line Ball Library building where Line Ball is currently, the county needs extra offices. The city may need some extra offices, and there may be a thing where the Line Ball moves to another location or a couple of locations and split that big building up. That's just kind of in beginning talks and discussions. There's nothing on concrete or anything about that happening, but both the county and the city both need offices.
So the city and county could share that.
That's correct.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Sean Wright. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Bart. This is Ed Phillips. Hey, I was born and raised in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Several things to say. You're talking about the Line Ball Library, that white art center. I used to go as a kid down in the basement, check out children's books.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, me too.
Yeah, and the old sheriff's office, one down there by West Main, I remember that being built. It's no longer there. It's something else. It's some business or lawyer.
It's an empty building now.
Empty building.
It's
an empty lot.
Yep.
Nothing
yeah.
there.
And I remember the old Prince's when I was a kid. On Saturday morning, me and my buddy, we'd go in there, and they used to have it up in the ceiling, those color lights, brown color lights. And, of course, I didn't do this, but my buddies used to throw popcorn and stuff over the balcony. I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. We used to go press it. Then right across from there was J.C. Penney's. My father played Santa Claus for J.C. Penney down in the basement.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's where Miller Lowry is currently, correct?
Right.
Yep.
Right across there, yeah. Down in the basement. And, of course, I went down there and sat on his lap. Of course, I knew who he was, you know, when I was a kid. And anyway, now I'm going to talk about Crislow. I went to school at Crislow.
Okay.
I worked for the health department. I worked in the old building, and then we built that other one over there. And I remember going over there and watching it get torn down. I really hated to see that. That building was there so long, and then they decided to put the health department there, and I worked there until I retired in 2015. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those things, but they kept the old health department. That's where I got my shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was one of the building is like the old hospital.
That's right.
Well,
of similar design.
That's what I'm saying. It was funny because I didn't like to get shots. Back in them days, you had to get to a small pot, you know, and you go in there. Now I worked there, and I said, man, I told people, I said, this is where I got my school shot back in the old days. But a lot of things are changing. Oh, are you talking about Oakland Mansion? I remember going down to the pond. It's not there anymore. Last time I checked, it used to be a little wheel down there. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to go down there, me and my buddies go down there and push that wheel. It used to be there. They tore it out, I guess, or something, the last time I was there. But I remember the ballpark. We only had two ballparks in the 60s, Babe Ruth and Little Leg. And That's where everybody went. You know, we got all kinds of ballparks now. But it'd be Friday night, Saturday night. Go watch Babe Ruth and watch Little League and stuff. So there's a lot of memories of Murfreesboro. And y'all talking about bringing up this in my memories and stuff. Murfreesboro has grown a lot, and that's progress. So, but anyway, thanks for letting me make a comment.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling.
Everybody loves to reminisce, and he enabled us to reminisce. You remember a little bit more while we're reminiscing before we jump back into some serious stuff. You remember when Penny's was on the square, right? They were on, north side, on the north side. I have to think of the compass, the north side of the square, and they had a little change cage that went from the cash register up to the mezzanine of that building where I guess they made the change.
Wow. That would have been before me.
It was just fascinating,
right,
to watch them run it on up there. 615-893-1450 is our number. We're going to pause and we'll take our final break and we'll be back. If you have a question or a comment, whatever it is dealing with Murfreesboro, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. Maybe you have a memory of going into the courthouse cupola. Not many people have done that.
Oh, not many people have done that.
I've been up there, though.
Wow.
I mean, all the way.
All the way up.
And it gets dark. Went up there to get the recordings, which we now, on the hour, we played the chiming of the clock. To get up there and get that, it gets pitch black in the daytime.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WTNS, AM, FM, online.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Nashville area attorneys. 810 Crescent Center Drive, Suite 160, Franklin, Tennessee, 37067.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Good morning. Police and fire still on the scene of this accident with some injuries on Reynolds Road at Smith Springs Road. Again, this got traffic tied up pretty good there on that side of town. 8,000 block of Casual Pike, that's right at the Rutherford County, Davidson County line. As traffic continues to run a little bit heavy here on Vietnam Vets coming westbound, approaching Conference Drive coming out of Hendersonville, as traffic continues to run a little bit slow on 40 West there through the Hermitage area, trying to get past Central Pike behind it. You still got a lot of traffic flowing in from Wilson County, Mount Juliet area, headed towards Nashville on 40 going westbound. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. Check them out today. They've got some new stuff like Mediterranean salads, princesshotchicken.com. I'm coming with your on-time traffic.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Catch the Rick and Bubba Show weekdays, noon till 2 on News Radio WGNS.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Welcome back. Our number is 615-893-1450. That's the number to call to talk with Sean Wright from the Murfreesboro City Council. 615-893-1450. And as we look at areas around the downtown area, obviously people are wanting to know more about the development of downtown. When do you think we'll actually start seeing this new project that is going to encompass most of the broad area from West Vine over to South Church. When will you see some work on that?
Those developers said they wanted to move very, very quickly with that. And when it came through, they said they wanted to get moving on it before the end of the year. So I would say before the end of the year, you should start seeing movement on that.
Okay. So they're going to take down the old City Hall. And the fire department already has moved.
That's right.
The main office, but they're still in this building to a degree.
The water department building will be moving to a building on Robert Rose that they're finishing up currently. Fire should be moved totally over by Thompson Lane very soon. And then the first building they're going to build, this summer they're going to start action, not by the new year, even by this summer. And then the first building they will be building is going to be where the city parking lot was on the corner of Church and what is that State Street that crosses over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be the first building. That's where WGNS will be relocating to, I take it. So that'd be the first building up, and then the rest of the teardown.
We'll be over on the entrance of what is now the entrance to the old city parking lot.
That's right.
Here's a question, says, are trash fees going up again? How much longer will the Middle Point landfill be going on?
The Middle Point landfill, that's yet to be seen. There's the city of Murfreesboro is in a federal lawsuit about Middle Point landfill, so we are trying to do what we can do to help the citizens of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County as far as the odors and things like that as far as the landfill goes. The city of Murfreesboro has been looking at alternatives to the landfill to help with cost on the trash services. So we're trying to be ahead of all of that stuff and make sure that if the landfill does close, that we've got alternatives that will not affect our citizens in a negative manner.
Here's a listener who says, I want to thank Sean for voting against the apartments on the new Broad Street development.
I was the lone one, but I hope it's everything that everybody hopes it is.
Okay. Now, this is the apartments in this location.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, there are apartments, and then there are condominiums? Okay.
If it was all condos or even probably 50-50 condos, I would have been fully in favor of it. We had talked earlier about multifamilies and trying to limit the multifamily growth, and that's just something I'm adamant about, trying to limit multifamily growth and you drive around Murfreesboro and look at 15-year-old apartment complexes, and they all started nice, and 15 years later, they're not as nice. So I kind of looked at downtown Murfreesboro. I've got a passion for downtown. My family's owned a business downtown for 100 years, or multiple businesses downtown for 100 years. And so I got a heart for downtown, and I don't want to see an apartment complex that's super nice up front, and 15 years later, you're going, man, what did we do?
Now, the development over across from the Avenue of Murfreesboro, Clarity Place Park. There are houses, multifamily houses there.
Yes.
Some where people own them, I believe.
So that over there, you've got single-family detached homes, 35 or 40 of them. You've got townhomes.
Now, that's what I can't figure. Where are they going to put them?
The homes are going to go back towards Wilkerson Pike, so they'll kind of be on the backside. The apartments, that developer, they had rights for 488 apartments on that piece of property, and the city council was able to negotiate down to where they're only having 300 apartments. So that's a major win for the city of Murfreesboro. They had rights to 488, and we got them lowered to 300.
Now, you are a developer yourself.
No, I'm not a developer.
I'm just real estate.
I'm just a normal realtor.
Okay. I was trying to think. I'm seeing a lot of mixed construction types, some using wood, some using steel for 3 and 4 story buildings. I was thinking steel was it for tall buildings. Has there been a change?
Not to my knowledge. I am not sure.
Okay.
That's not in my wheelhouse.
Okay. Our number is 615-893-1450. As the city grows, and we're expecting population, we're already about, what is the estimated population, right?
163, 165, somewhere in there.
By this time, 5 years down the road, what do you think Murfreesboro will be?
So I've seen projections where we pass Clarksville and Chattanooga in the next 5 to 10 years. So if that's pretty good growth, Chattanooga's growing real strong right now also, so they may be on the same trajectory, and we may just be running parallel with each other. But as many people that want to be in Middle Tennessee, Nashville's one of the it cities in the country right now, and we're Nashville's largest suburb, so it just makes sense that when people move to Nashville, they want to be in Murfreesboro.
And so that's what we're seeing. How are you going to be able to have fire protection, police protection, garbage pickup? I mean, that's more people, that's more service.
So we in the past couple of years have passed impact fees on new development. And so as new development happens, the impact fees have buckets. They pay for public safety, roads, schools, and parks. So those fees, as those new developments happen, those fees will help pay for those buckets. This city council has been very proactive the past couple of years about paying for new roads, getting these road projects approved and funded, and getting out in front of these things to let our infrastructure start catching up with this growth.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half left. What do you think is the most challenging project in front of us right now? What's the most challenging thing that the city of Murfreesboro has to do in the future?
Well, we've already talked about trash, and that's going to be the most challenging. Roads is second. We got the Veterans Parkway Park coming up, the West Side Park. The budgets for it are supposed to come in front of council the next 4 to 5 weeks, and we'll start looking at that West Side Park that's been discussed since well before I was on council, and it's finally come to fruition and finally getting in front of us, and the people of the west side of Murfreesboro will finally have that park on the west side.
All righty. And when do you think we'll start seeing that one blossom?
I think you'll see, if we start getting the budget in 4 to 5 weeks and it starts looking good and possible, you'll start seeing that blossom real quick. The council wants to get a shovel in the ground with that project.
Okay, and that is already purchased, signed, sealed?
Purchased, signed, sealed, and delivered.
And ready to have construction.
That's right.
All righty. On that note, we want to say thank you to Sean Wright for joining us and updating us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks for the city of Murfreesboro.
Sean Wright on the Murfreesboro City Council. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening out there. Hope you have a super rest of the day. If there was any part of this show that you wanted to listen to again, it will be on our website in podcast format. Also, it'll be on all of the major podcasts in the world. So just check out your favorite podcast site. Hey, have a good day. We will see you tomorrow.